This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Staff writer Hua Su covers music from a particularly wide perspective. He's written about everything from his first memories of hearing George Michael in Taiwan to the use of classical harps in pop music. So I've come to expect the unexpected from Hua, but I've never heard anything quite like what he played for me recently. Songs from about 50 years ago by a vocalist named Stephen Chang.
So Stephen Chang recorded a single in the late 60s for Jamaican record label. It had the sort of typical Rocksteady style, you know, like the loping bass line, the sort of guitarist cranking out this skank rhythm. But what was weird about it is that he was singing in Mandarin. So Always Together is the track that a lot of, if you know who he is, you probably know him because of this song. And for years, collectors knew about this song. It was just this mystery as to who this guy was. You know, Jamaica does have this robust Chinese-Jamaican population. People assume that he had come from that population. So I just became really curious about this song.
So who is Steve Chang? He's from Shanghai, born in the 20s to a well-to-do family. How did he get involved in music?
So he left China, went to Hawaii, where he had some family, and then eventually ended up in New York City. And there he became really interested in performance. He did theater, performed music. And eventually he became fascinated with this idea that he could invent this new style of music. Chinese folk rock is what he called it.
In what period is that?
This was in the late 60s and early 70s. So he'd already toured quite a bit throughout Trinidad and Tobago, Jamaica. He was actually quite a big star there, particularly among the Chinese immigrant communities. He thought that maybe the style of Chinese operatic singing that he was bringing would be annoying to people. You know, he acknowledged that, but that's just sort of what he wanted to do. He wanted to bring these two different musical approaches into conversation.
Where was this music produced? Tell me a little bit about the background of it.
So this song came about because Steve was this performer. He played a lot of like hotel lounge shows. Wherever there were Chinese immigrants, he would have a gig. And he ended up in Jamaica. The Chinese Benevolent Association brought him out. And he linked up with Byron Lee, this famous Chinese-Jamaican musician. And together they recorded this track.
Now, how did you first hear about him?
After Always Together got on my radar. I'd been curating this show at the Museum of Chinese America. We found Stephen Chang's children, and they told us about this band. And his children had no idea about Always Together. It was YouTube. It was the YouTube algorithm that served it to them. On the sidebar, one of his kids noticed, like, Stephen Chang, Always Together, Rocksteady. He clicked on it, and he's like, that's my dad.
They had no idea.
They had no idea. They knew he had gone to Jamaica, that he'd spent time there, maybe even collaborated with local musicians, but they didn't know he had ever cut a Rocksteady single.
Wait, clicking around on YouTube, all of a sudden you discover that your dad was a rock star of some dimension? That's pretty cool. Well, let's listen to Butterfly Lovers, one of his signature love songs. Tell me your reaction your first time you heard that.
Maybe it just, I just couldn't help but hear, you know, the imperfections, the accent, there's some like tense slippages. And yet he sounds so kind of confident.
And sincere.
And sincere and yeah. Brave as he's doing it. I mean, things where he just sings kind of louder and louder and with more and more gusto. And
fly to heaven, fly to heaven, far above.
It's incredibly corny, but it kind of makes you happy.
You know, he just sings with a kind of zeal. It's so over the top. And all of his music has this interesting depth of meaning because he's often trying to translate into English. Sometimes he's singing Chinese, Chinese stories, Chinese figures, Chinese archetypes into this English song style. It's like the Chinese Romeo and Juliet is the story of the butterfly lovers.
What's the tongue roll about? That's the key move there.
I think that's just a Stephen Chang
signature
move right there.
Music of the late Stephen Chang. He died in 2012. And you can find Hua Su's article about Chang at newyorker.com. La 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 la.